Let's finish Shas together. We are on Tezayinam of Bays on top. For some reason yesterday I stopped too early. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. So today we'll do Tezayinam of Bays and then the entire Daf Yud Zayin. This learning is Li'in Ishmas Avi Mor Rav David Tzvi Rav Yosef. Shim Ben Shetach, we're up to three lines from the top on Tezayinam of Bays. Shim Ben Shetach Tikin Ksuba Le'isha. Shim Ben Shetach was Masakin Ksuba. The Gazar aspects of the Ksuba, the Gazar, we said that earlier in Dalam Beis, the Gazar Tumah Klei Matchas. He also was Gozer Tumah on metal Kalim. What? Klei Matchas? Daraisa? What do you mean he was Gozer? That's a Din Daraisa. The Ksev Achaz is of as a Kasa of Gomer. And the Gemara, Lo Nitzricha Ela L'Tumah Yishana. No. That's only necessary for old Tumah. Tami Yudam Rav, Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Ma'ase b'shel Tzion Amalka, a story happened with Tzion Amalka, who was in the days of Shem Mechatach, Asa Mishta Lebanon. She made a party for her son, V'nitmu kol keilah, and all her kelim kem tame. They're going to have to delay it 7 days. U'shivarta nunasana latzara v'rizchan. So she broke all the kelim, gave it to her fix-it man, who put all the kelim back together again. So they were able to use it on the same day. V'asim en kelim chadashim. They made new kelim. Amr chachamim yachsu l'tumasa neishana. The rabbi said, no. We're going to be gozer tumah derabbanan on that case. Ask the Gemara my time, why they do Mishum Geder Mechatas Nagubo. They were afraid people were going to forget about the whole din of Shlishi Ushvi, of being Mazah Shlishi Ushvi. If you could just break the Kalim and put them back together and use them on the same day, nobody would ever sprinkle the Paraduma water on day 3 and day 7. People would forget about that whole halacha. It says, Shapir. This makes sense if you hold that they didn't do. They didn't make this decree for all the tumas, they only made it for tumas meis. Then it makes sense. They did it to protect. People should remember the din of the Parah Aduma. El mandama l'chol tumas amru. But if you tell me the rabbis did it, even with tumas sheretz, even a kli that became tummy with tumas sheretz, they all said to break it. Ma'ikil ameima. How are you going to explain it? Why they make exer for the other tumas? Amru Rabbi, exer shem alo yikavena b'chdei taharasa. Rabbi says, we're afraid maybe you're not going to make a big enough hole, which is kedei lahotzi rimon. You need to make a hole that's the size of a rimon, so we're afraid that you're not going to make a big enough hole. Rav Amar Gzeir Shema Yomer Tefila Bas Yoma Olala. Rav said they were afraid people are going to think that you could just dip it. What's going to happen? The kli comes tummy in the morning. You're going to break it and reconstitute. You're going to use it 2 o'clock in the afternoon. People are going to think, hey, didn't you have to put that in the mikvah? Didn't you have to wait till the night? Because the din is, if you go to the mikvah, if you put the kli in the mikvah, you got to wait till the night. But here, since you broke it, you're going to use it the same day. People are going to think you don't have to wait when you dip something in the mikvah till the night. Ask someone, my benai, was it even seen the reasons? If you totally destroyed it. So it knows if you make it into a new kli, people will realize if it was totally destroyed, people will realize it's not the same kli. But if it's the question of you're afraid people are going to think that maybe you're not going to make a big enough hole the next time, so that problem would still exist even if you totally destroyed it. V'idach mahi, what's another one of the 18? Disnan hamenech kelim tachzatzin lekabem megsham. A person places a vessel underneath the pipe to get the rainwater out of the pipe. Echad kelim gedolim. Whether it's a very large kli, it's not makabel tumah v'echad kelim ktanim, or it's very, very small, so you think it's not makabel tumah v'afilu klei avanim, or it's kli made out of stone, it's not makabel tumah klei adama, made out of earth, klei galalim, machlokas, either made out of marble or made out of animal feces, poslinus ha-mikvah. So it's considered mayim she'uvim in such a kli, and it puzzles the mikvah. Echad ha-meniach v'echad ha-shocheach, whether you place the kli down or you just forgot it there, both cases, it's going to be Mayim Shuvim Deri Beishamai. Beisil says no. Beisil Matarim Beshochech. Beisil says if you just forgot the kli there, you didn't put it there Bechavana, you just left it there, and then it happened to get the water. So that's not intention. Mayim Shuvim only becomes Mayim Shuvim that puzzles a mikvah if you intend that it should be in the kli. If it just happened to show up in the kli, then it's not. It doesn't pass on the mikvah. Rameir Nimnu V'Rabbi Beishamai Beisil. Rameir says they counted up the opinions, and more people held like Beishamai than Beisil. And therefore, the water is going to be passel the mikvah. Umodim beishamay b'shochech b'chotzer shu'tar. But beishamay admits if you just leave a kli not under a pipe but just in your backyard and it collects rainwater, so then that's not mayim shuvim because you didn't do b'kavana. Rabbi Yosi adayin machlokzim kol ha'medes. Rabbi Yosi says no. Beishamay did not. The Beis Hillel did not agree to Beis Hillel. The machloka still exists even under the pipe, whether it's mayim shuvim or not. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, this is not one of the 18 gzeiras that Beisham Beisil agreed to. Amar Mishasha Devei Rav Amri Hakom Odom Kishehinicham Beshas Kishavim. Everyone agrees that if he placed the kli under the pipe when it was cloudy outside, Timayim Beshas Pizaravim
And if when it was sunny, there weren't clouds. Divrei Kol Tahor. And everyone agrees that your intention is clearly not for the rain, because there was no rain coming. Lo Nechelko. Where's the Machlok? Zela Shenichem B'Shas Kisha. I mean, you placed it out there when it was cloudy. Even it's positive, then it got sunny. V'chazon is kash, then it got rainy again. And you forgot him in the middle. So Mar Sover Beis Hillel holds, but Lo Machshavto. So even though originally you put it there when it was rainy, but it got sunny in the middle, so you forgot about it, so it's not considered Mayim She'uvim. Umasa Beshamah says, Lo Bat Lo Machshavto. No, we assume you go back to your original intention. And therefore, the water was, you were doing it to specifically collect the rainwater, and therefore the water does become Mayim Shuvim, and it does pass a mikvah. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, the Machlok, the Daimim, Komo, Medes, Konto, Rabbi Yossi, this wasn't one of the 18 things, so what's the other one? So how does he get to 18? So Batsri Lu, he's missing one of the 18 Gzeiros, I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Af, Benos Kusim, Nidas, Ma'ari Sasa, and even the Halacha, that Kusi women are considered to be automatically Nida from the time of their crib, because the Boba Yom Gazu, that was on that day, that was one of the 18 Gzeiros, because the Kusim did not observe this Halacha, that if a girl was 2 or 3 years old and she became a Nida, that she actually would be a Nida. They didn't observe that Halacha, so therefore, the rabbi said that we're going to just automatically decree that every Kusi girl automatically becomes a Nida. Says the Gemara, Ve'idach Mahi, what's another one of the 18 takanas? The San Kolam Etatlin, Mevin Es Atuma, Ba'ovi Hamardeya. All of the Metaltalin, bring Tuma, Ba'ovi Hamardeya. All of the Metaltalin, cause Tuma with the, that if you're carrying a, if you're carrying a yoke of oxen, the yoke. So the yoke that they had was one tefach in diameter, in circumference, a third of a tefach in diameter. Usually, in order for something to be an ohel midoraisa, it's got to be a tefach wide. Here, it was a third of a tefach wide, but it had a tefach in circumference. It was a round, yoke. So the Mishnah in Olo says that even though normally midoraisa you need a tefach for an ohel, here in this case the yoke, even though it's only a third of a tefach, it's a tefach in circumference but a third of a tefach in diameter, that would cause tumas ohel. So if you're carrying it and it goes and the one half of the stick goes over a grave, you become tami tumas ohel. You have to do hazah shlishi yushvi, you're tami for 7 days. I'm Rabbi Tarfon, akapech es banai shezu halacha mekupachas. I'm going to bury my kids if this halacha is correct. It's not correct. Shezu halacha mekupachas. This is a messed up halacha. Some say it doesn't mean he was going to curse his kids. It means just he's swearing. He's just making a lashon shvua. It's a very strange thing to curse your kids over this. Shezu halacha mekupachas. Sheshama shomea v'tov. No, somebody heard this halacha in the Beis Medrash, made a mistake. Ha'ikar, what was the halacha? A farmer, over. Umardeo al ksefo. He's carrying the yoke on his shoulder. One side of it went on the kever, so the mardea becomes tame. Timu oso mishum kelim amhilam alames. The mardea becomes tame, and now you're touching it. You're just tame for 1 day. You're not tame. You become a rishon. The mardea becomes an avatoma. You touch it. You become a rishon latoma. You're not tame for 7 days. Rabbi Akiva ani asakein sheyudivrei chachamim kayamim. Rabbi Akiva says I could fix it. That the words of the chachamim will be kayamim. That really, what they said in the Beis Medrash and the Mishnah was correct. She call him hamitaltim mevinas hatuma. Alonish nosios and bovi amardeya. That no. That all the metaltlin, that really bring tuma to a person carrying them, with the thickness of only a third of a tefach. Midrabanan. Why? So Rabbi Kiva explained, because people might come to think, right, since the guy who's carrying it has to have 1 day tumah midoraisa because he's touching the thing that was over an ohel ames, but people are going to think it looks like an ohel, right? He's carrying this this yoke. It looks like, and he's under it, so it looks like he's under an ohel. They're not going to realize that it doesn't have a tefach. So because of that, there goes their 7 day tumah in such a circumstance. Va'al atzman, and on the kelim themselves, b'chol shein. Right, a kli itself doesn't even have to be a third of a tefach. Even if it's a mashu, if a kli goes over an ohel ames, it's going to be tamei midoraisa, mitam ohel. You don't have to have a tefach. You don't even have a third of a tefach. Val shara adam v'kelim poseach tefach. But in order for other people or kelim to become tamei under the roof of an ohel, it's got to be a tefach. It's got to be a tefach wide. V'amar Rabbi Yane u'mardeya she'amru, the mardeya that the rabbis, the yoke that the rabbis said, ein ba'avyo tefach, he didn't have the thickness of a tefach, v'yesh be'keva tefach, it had circumference of a tefach. V'gazu ala kefo, and the rabbis made a decree on the circumference mishum avyo. They decreed because, you know, if it had the thickness of a tefach, then it would be tumah d'oraisa. So the rabbis made a decree that even if the circumference is a tefach, even if the circumference is a tefach, so they made a gzera because people would get confused between something that had the diameter of a tefach. They're going to get confused even if just the circumference is a tefach and the diameter was a third of a tefach. People get confused between that and a tefach. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon, Darmar, Kapechas, Bini, Shalach, Zum, Kupachas. Rabbi Tarfon, who said, I'm going to kill my kids, or I swear by the life of my kids that this halach is messed up. Batsur Luhu, so he's missing one of the 18 Gzeros. I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afbenos Kusim, Nidus, Mari Sassin, Boba Yom Gazru. No, the halacha that Benos Kusim are Nidos from the time of their birth, that was his 18th. Uveidach, and I wasn't that one already added. Uveidach, no, but by the case of the water under the pipes, Sri like Rabbi Meir, he held like Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir held that that was one of the 18, so he didn't need Benos Kusim earlier, so he could, Rabbi Tarfon could substitute Benos Kusim now as the 18th. Ask the Gemara, what's another one of the 18? V'idach, what's another one of the 18? Habotzer Lagas, if a person is harvesting grapes for the vineyard, for a wine press because he wants to make wine. Shammai Omer Hukshar. Shammai says when you pluck the grapes, so there's going to be a little bit of liquid when you pluck the grapes, so it becomes Mukshar Lekabel Tumah. Hill Omer Lohukshar. Hill says, no, you don't want that grape juice. If you don't want it, even though some liquid comes out, it doesn't make the grapes able to be Mekabel Tumah. Omer Lohill Lashammai. B'pneima Bozim B'tara V'in Moskim B'tara. Why do you require Tahar Kalim only for grapes when you're harvesting them? You don't require Tahar Kalim for olives. Hello, you're right. Imtakni Taini goes right into Ma'afala Masika. The more you argue with me and you prove to me that really day olives should be the same thing, so then you're right. I'm gonna need to require it even on the olives. Noatsu Cher Beis HaMedrash. On that day, they stuck a sword in the Beis HaMedrash. Amru HaNichnas Yikoneis Vahyotze Al Yetze. They said, anyone who comes into the Beis HaMedrash can come in, but no one can leave because we have to decide these 18 halachas. On that day, Hillel was a very humble person, and he was sitting in fear in front of Shammai like one of the students. It was a difficult day for the Jewish people, like the day of the Egel Azav. The Yushami actually says that the students of Beis Shammai were killing the students of Beis Hillel on that day. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an teshuva about whether or not they were really killing. How could they allow that? It was a difficult day like the Egel, the Chasam Sofer writes, because just like Aaron was a humble person, he couldn't get the Jews to listen to him, so too Hillel was a humble person, couldn't get the people to listen to him. V'gazer Shammai v'Hillel, v'lo kiblu minai, Shammai and Hillel made a gzera about the harvesting of the grapes, and nobody listened to them. V'also Tamid died, but the Talmidim came, v'gazer, and they made the gzera v'kiblu minayu, and they did it, accept it from the Talmidim. My time, now what's the reason they only, what's the reason they made this decree? I mean, you don't really want that grape juice. Why is that grape juice considered to be mashka b'tuma? So Amar Ziri Amar Rechinin Gzeir Hashem Yivtzren Mekubus Tameis. We're afraid maybe you'll come to collect them in a basket that's tame, and the basket that's tame will be machshiv the grape juice. Ask the Mahani Lamandamar Kli Tame Choshev Mashkin Shapir. This makes sense according to Rabbi Meir who's in the Tosefta of Machshir and says that if you put juice into a Kli Tame, so that Kli Tame is going to be machshiv, that's considered to be significant. You're going to be machshiv the liquid, and the liquid is going to then get tumah from the Kli Tame. So it happens at the same time. The Kli Tame is machshiv the liquid, and the liquid is machshiv the kabel tumah, and then the liquid will become tumah, and the grapes will become tumah. Shapir. Elamando amar ein Kli Tame choshe mashkin. No, just because when you're putting liquid into a Kli Tame, that is not machshiv it. So therefore, it's not machshiv the mashkin, so the machshiv would not be machshir the food to be mekabel tumah, ma'ikal amemar. So then, what are you worried about? El amar zir amar rechina gizer shimtzen bekupos mizufafos. We're afraid maybe you're gonna collect them into boxes that had tar and pitch over them, and the boxes that have tar and pitch over them, that really holds in the liquid very well. So there, you want the liquid to go in there, and that would be machshirit lekabel tumah. And that would in turn cause tumah. So we're afraid. We know that in the case of where you plucked them into a basket that had pitch, then they really would be mekabel tumah. So they made a gzera any time you pluck them that it should be makshel lekabel tumah. Rav Amar gzera misham hanoshchos. Rava says we're worried about the time you have to pluck the grapes. If the grapes are like get attached to each other, so then you have to pluck them delicately with your hands, and then liquid for sure is going to come out, and that's liquid that you want to come out, and that would be ma'asher l'kabel tumah. Rav Nachman Amar Rava Ravua Pavim Shadam Holach L'Karmo. Sometimes you go to your vineyard leida imigiu anavim lebitzir olo to see whether or not the grapes have reached the time for plucking or not. Venota leshkal anavim masochto, and you take a bundle of grapes with the intention of squeezing them out a little bit to see if they're ripe enough, and that liquid's going to umizalef agabe anavim, and that liquid is which you want to come out because you got to check it is going to go on other grapes. Uvashas petzir, then when you harvest the other grapes, the daimashka tofeach aleim, there will still be some of this grape juice on them. And therefore, we're worried that that it's going to be machshir those other grapes lekabel tumah, because that was grape juice that you actually wanted because you were checking the grapes, and it's going to still the grape juice is going to still be left on the other grapes at the time you harvest the other grapes. That's going to be machshir them lekabel tumah. So therefore, you got to use tahor kalim when harvesting grapes. Says the Gemara of Yidach. What's another one of the 18 things that there were goes there? Amar tavi rishba. Amar Shmuel, so Tavi, the animal trapper, said in the name of Shmuel, Af Gidule Truma Boba Yom Gazru. Also the fact that Gidule Truma, also the fact that stuff that grew from Truma. Let's say you take Truma, a Kohen, he gets Truma from Israel, takes the Truma and plants it in the ground, and now new stuff grows. So Midaraisa, that's brand new stuff, does not have Kedusha's Truma anymore. You don't have to eat it with Tahara. It's not true, but the rabbis made a decree, one of the 18 things, Gidule Truma, Bo Bayom Gazu. My time, and why they make this decree, I'm Rabbi Chanina, Gzerushim Truma Tor B'Yad Yisrael. We're afraid that every Yisrael will be Mafish Truma. He's a big tzaddik, he's Mafish a lot of Truma. Then he's just going to plant it, and oh, lo and behold, the new stuff is not true. He doesn't have to give it to the Kohen anymore. I'm a Rabbi. Yidich Hashid L'Hachi, if you tell me Jews are suspected for that, Afushin Ayman Lo Lifishu. So maybe they'll just be Mafish one Chita. If you tell me a Jew's such a Russia, he's gonna steal from the Kohen his stuff. Why don't you just decree a different decree? Maybe this guy will just be mafresh one chita. Kevin de'efshel lemabed kiddush shmuel chita achas kiddush shmuel, because you could separate one chita like shmuel v'lo ka'avid, and you didn't do this imunah mehemne. So we should trust you. Why are you making a gzera? Ella gzera mishem truma tameya biad Kohen. We're afraid if you are allowed to plant the truma, it loses its truma status. Where it's a gzera because if a Kohen would have truma tameya, maybe he's going to hold it around his house and wait for the planting season and plant it, and then he loses its status as Truma Tamea. But by the by, while it's around the house, he's going to come to, it's going to mess up his stuff. It's Truma Tamea. You have to destroy it. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. We're afraid he'll eat it, or it'll come to be Mitame something. Duma Mashle Gabe Vasli De Takola. He'll end up eating the Truma Tamea because it's going to be around the house. What's another one of the 18 things? V'idach Amr B'chibar Ami Mishmeid Ula. If a person is walking in the dark, he's walking Erev Shabbos, and it's getting dark. So you would think he should just walk only every, now it's Shabbos now, he should walk every 2 amos and stop. So the rabbi said he shouldn't do that. He should give it to a guy. Because since you're going to lose a lot of money, you're wild with all your money is in your pocket. So, b'makom pseida lo gazer, it's a dinderab isadurabban to amir la'akum that he should carry it home for you. It's an isadurabban telling a guy to do a malach for you. It's an isadurabban. B'makom pseida, so you could lose a lot of money. The rabbi said you could do it. V'idach amar bali amar abim san v'sa. Bali said the name of Amim from the town of Sanvis. Pitan v'shanlan v'yenon ubnoseim. Pasakum, bread of a guy, and oil of a guy, we'll see later on that was rescinded. Yenam, stam yenam, or yayin nesach and stam yenam, ubnoseim, and the iser to be alone with non-Jewish girls, kulam mishmanas adarhein. That was number 18. That was the last of the 18. All four of them, it's considered one. Hani chale Rabbi Meir. This makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, who said that in the case of forgetting the kalim, that was one of the 18. El Rabbi Yossi, he didn't have that one. Shiv Sarei Havin, he only has 17. You have the case of Rav Acha bar Ada. Rav Acha bar Ada, mishum shamnon val shamnon mishum yenon. There were goes on the bread of Goyim, atu the oil, and the oil because of the wine of the Goyim. Ask the Gemara, "Pidim shem shamna bread because of the oil. My omi the shemen mi pas. Why is the oil any better than the bread?" He goes, "No, that's not what I meant." Ella, gozer al pidim the shamnon mishum yenam. There were gozer on the bread of the. There were gozer on the bread of a guy and on the oil of a guy and on the wine of the guy because they were afraid you come to drink wine with him. Val yenam mishum benoseim. And there goes on the wine of a guy because of the daughters. Val benoseim mishum davar acher. And on the daughters because they were afraid they would bring you to be oved avodah zarah. Val davar acher mishum davar acher. And there was also another side there. That was number 18. My davar acher. What's the 18th thing? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak gozer al tinok nachri. There were gozer tuma on a non-Jewish baby that is mitame biziv, is considered like a zav, shalo you tinok yistro ragel etzel. So Jewish kids shouldn't play with the goyish kids. But mishkav zachar. So the Jewish kids shouldn't play with the goyish kids who were afraid that would lead to mishkav zachar, that they would have relations with one another as kids. Ask them, are yachil rab meir nami tish, so yahavin? But wait a minute, quanta rab meir, isn't that 19? Answer the Gemara, ochlin v'kelim shenit b'mashkin, one of the earlier decrees, which were food that were nit b'mashkin, and kelim b'mashkin, rab meir would consider all of them kechada chashiv lehu. He considers all of them like one. So at the end of the day, we had the 18 zeros. What were the 18? If you eat food that's a rishon, so you become a sheni l'tuma. If you eat food that's a sheni, that's number two, you become a sheni l'tuma. That was the original six. If you eat mashkin, if you drink mashkin tamei, you become a sheni, it's number three. Number four, haba rosh of aruba b'mayim sh'uvim, if you take a bath after the mikvah. Five, tar, a tar person that mayim sh'uvim falls on you. Six, ochlin shenit b'mashkin. Seven, kalim that became tummy with mashkin. Eight, touching a sefer Torah. Nine is stam yadayim ha'tameos. 10, you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos. 11, you're not allowed to check your garment for lice by the light of a candle. 12, you can't forget, if you forget the kalim under the pipe of rainwater, so it's machshel kabel tuma. 13, all metalton mevin satumah v'oviyam ardeya, that if you have the thickness of one-third of a tefach of the yoke, so it's considered to be honorary tumas oel. 14, benos kusim are tummy from their birth. 15, if you're harvesting grapes for the wine press, it's machshel kabotuma. 16, gedulei truma, stuff that grows from Jerusalem like truma. 17, if it's you're walking erev Shabbos and it gets dark, you can let a guy carry for you. 18 is all the pas akum, shemen akum, yein akum, because of benos sehem. Have a wonderful day.